Leaving their home country of Ukraine was not an easy decision for the Yakimets family, but their relatives in Crossfield are hoping to make the transition to Canada a little bit smoother this month. Set to arrive in Crossfield on June 20, the Yakimets family is flying from Lviv in the hopes of a safer future in Alberta. With connections to the Budgens family in Crossfield, and with support from the Crossfield United Church, they hope to eventually settle in Calgary. They'll be staying with us the first week, and we're trying to line up an apartment for them in the city, hopefully close to downtown or close to good transit. It's been a challenge, said Grant Budgen, who is a distant cousin of Vasil Yakimets, the father of the family. With a bigger Ukrainian community in Calgary, Budgen added it will be easier to find that community support to aid them in their transition to Canada. Calgary will also provide more job opportunities and schooling options for their oldest son, 14-year-old Dennis, he added. The Yakimets family consists of young parents Marta and Vasil, both in their 30s, and two kids, Dennis and Sasha, who are 14 and 3. Under Ukrainian law, any man between 18 and 60 years old is currently required to stay in Ukraine to assist in the country's defense efforts against Russian invasion, which means Marta and her two children will be traveling to Canada alone. Marta wanted to get Dennis here in time to register for school next year. She felt that was important for him, Budgen said. They decided the three of them would come on their own, and hopefully Vasil will be able to join them shortly. Budgen's wife Kathy added it must be tough for Marta, as her English isn't very good and she will be relying on her son, who has learned some English in school, to help translate. I can't imagine what they're going through, she said. Left to right, Dennis, Marta, Sasha, and Vasil Yakimets. Submitted the Yakimets are currently living in Lviv, which is located in the west of Ukraine and considered a slightly safer location than the east. They live not far from the airport, Budgen explained, and when the war first started, they could see the airport and a fuel depot being shelled nearby. They do know people that have been killed, unfortunately, he said. They sent us videos of just their daily lives, out with Sasha, and you can hear the air raid sirens in the background. Budgen explained that his mother's father and two uncles came from Ukraine in the 1920s, leaving behind two sisters. Vasil Yakimets is the great-grandson of one of those sisters, making Vasil a cousin to Budgen. His late mother Myrna Budgen flew to Ukraine roughly 15 years ago to meet her Ukrainian aunts and their families. Since then, Budgen's daughters and their Ukrainian cousins became pen pals. Once the war with Russia broke out in late February, Budgen's daughter decided to reach out again to find out how they were coping. After some conversations, Budgen's daughter asked if any of them had considered applying for a Canadian visa. The rest of the family said, "No, we're going to stick it out." But Vasil and his wife Marta started seriously thinking about it, Budgen said. As things got worse, they felt maybe this was something that was good for them. Budgen said they don't know what the Yakimets' long-term plan is, but the short-term goal is to get everyone safe and make a living for themselves here in Alberta. Church support as a family, the Budgens decided to offer their support, and when talking to the Crossfield United Church, Reverend Dave Crawford felt compelled to join in on the efforts to raise funds for the family. Within our church family, we're raising funds for rent, groceries, just normal things that would accompany an official sponsorship but without that process, Crawford said. Checks made out to Crossfield United, earmarked for the Yakimets family, will help with rent, utilities, daycare, school fees, groceries, internet and phone bills. Budgen noted that expenses in Alberta are much higher than they are in Ukraine, and the Yakimets don't have a lot of savings to start their new life. Crawford added there is an eagerness for his congregation to do what they can to help at least one family find a place of peace and safety for the time being. This poor young family, they've lost everything, Crawford said, which makes it even more heart-wrenching that they're split up for that reason. He may have to actually fight. He's not a military person, but he may have to stay and fight. That adds a different level. To welcome the family and raise awareness among church members, the United Church is planning a special Sunday service on June 26 that will raise money for the family and include some Ukrainian-oriented activities to show their dedication. Crawford added there is no pressure for the family to attend the service. He hopes that through sharing the Yakimets story, the larger community may feel moved to get involved in supporting this family and others.